How's it going? You got Nasipi Zwane here with a brand new episode of Sludge Underground Podcast. I want to firstly thank everyone who listened, or if you did listen to my episode with Moneybagg Dude last week, thank you so much. I highly appreciate it. If you haven't checked that out, make sure you go back and you listen to that. It was a gem. And obviously this week I got another special guest in Mini Mhlongo, who used to go by Mini Tusi. And, you know, before the show started, she said that she used to be famous. She's no longer famous. Now I want to find out where that actually stems from.
When you say fame, it sounds like you're talking about a celebrity. Mm. I was just popular in Durban because of my history, like what we used to do and all of that. So, you know.
That is actually a point you didn't touch on in the initial interview. So I think considering this is a follow-up, this would be the perfect opportunity for us to actually jump into that. So what is it that you guys actually did that got you popular?
So in university, I had two friends. Well, I had more than two friends in university, but with the two friends that I had, we decided to start a group called Uni Groove. We wanted to teach people how to groove. So we recorded everything that we did. At least we tried, because most of the time it would get sloshed and our recordings are everywhere. Like, people are so disappointed when we stopped doing it, JV, because it was just so interesting, because we'd sit and have like an interview session where we actually look back at what we did and then start explaining and all the shenanigans that had happened that night and what happened when we were leaving. And so it was really cool. It was really cool. Like, I lived my best life in university, guys. If I could go back, I would. But then I don't think I'm there right now, though. Like, I'm so over it.
Yo, that sounds really hectic, actually. Are you still in touch with, you know, a couple of the mates that you're with in Uni Groove?
Like, I'm in touch with one. The other one I'm not in touch with. Like, you grow apart, guys. Your interests are not the same anymore. And you sometimes see people for who they really are, and you see that you don't want that type of person around you in your life, or they're not contributing in any way positive in your life. So it's best you just let go, because you can't have people lingering in your life and not serving any purpose. Probably they've served their purpose and it's time to move on to greater things. And that's exactly where I am with my life.
It's actually crazy how life sort of works out, because one moment you could be having the time of your lives and the next you complete strangers. It's quite wild, actually.
I mean, it happens. As humans, we need to learn to let go. Like, you don't even need to fight, guys.
True.
I think there's something wrong with the person that you ask, Guti, how, what happened to you and this person? And you're like, we had an argument, or we fought, and then you need to start having like introspection. What is wrong with me? Like, why am I fighting with everyone around me? Life happens. We don't take interest in the same things. We grow. People find love. There's a lot. People have kids. There's a lot.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of things that can happen, you know, and it kind of makes sense as to why people would end up drifting apart. Now, tell me about your second baby, obviously Milani Meals, the business that you've got going, and what sort of made you, you know, decide to start this business that caters to babies?
I gave birth, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to feed my child shelf-life foods, because they last so long on the shelf. Like, they last 2 years or whatever. I didn't want to feed my child that. And for people that actually really, really know me, they know I'm a gym fanatic and I just like keeping fit and healthy. So I wanted the same for my child. I started cooking for her, like making meals at home. I've always wanted a business. When I was still in high school, I wanted, like, when people ask me, what do you want to be? I'd be like, I want to be a businesswoman, you know? And I did business studies. And then in varsity, I did marketing, because I wanted to be able to market my own business.
Yeah.
80% of companies are made because of marketing. People know it because of marketing. So I've always wanted to be a businesswoman. And also another thing is that unemployment rates in South Africa is ridiculous. So I just didn't want to be one of those people when a person asks, Uti, so what are you doing with your life? I'm unemployed. I don't like that word. Like, it shouldn't exist in my vocab. I'd rather be like, I'm an entrepreneur. Even though I'm struggling, I'm shizillering, you know, which I'm really not. But at least you can be like, hey, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm starting somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And in the next 10 to 15 years, I'm not going to be in the same place that I am currently, you know.
Yeah.
That's how Imilani Meals was birthed. But my main reason why I started making baby food was because obviously of my baby, hence why it's called the Milani Meals. My child's name is Milan, and plus it means grow.
You've done a really beautiful job getting that together. It looks very clean, looks very professional. You really look like, you're part of the big hitters within the baby food making, industry. But it's actually, what makes it even crazier is that you're doing this on your own. You don't have people that are working under you. I can imagine it being very hectic, considering that I really don't think that it's the same as sort of just making food for Milani.
The first day I did it, Nasipi, I was like, I'm ready to quit. Like, I was
Damn.
so tired. I was even dizzy because I hadn't eaten the whole day. I
Yeah.
was on my feet from 9 a.m. up until 5 a.m. No break whatsoever. I didn't even drink water. Like, it was just so hectic. I was like, you know what? I'm not carrying on with this thing. And then I sat down later on. I'm like, yo, I've spent so much investing in this business.
Yeah. You even said that your partner stepped in and
And
he
he
was
was
like,
like, hey, dude, you need to remember why you started in the first place. And you need to remember how much you've spent doing this and time you've spent doing this. You stopping now, you'd be a failure. I was like, what?
Your words of wisdom right there. And considering the fact that, the packaging, the labeling, everything, that you've got going with this business looks very professional. As I said, I compared it with, the big hitters in the industry. Who would you say the target market is, for Milani Meals?
My target is the working class, from middle class to upper class. Like, I want people that are health conscious, a person that doesn't mind spending for their child's health. That's the person I'm targeting with the Milani Meals.
And just in case you didn't get the memo, I'm chatting to brand developer, baby chef, and founder of Milani Meals, and also mother to the great Milani, Mina Dlamini-Mahlongo. How did that transition go for you, from being a groovist to being a mother?
You know, the thing is, before I became a mother, I was already starting to settle down because I had found the person I really love. And I just wanted to spend more time with this person, getting to know them and actually develop a friendship. So, really, I was already like starting to settle down, not grooving as much. I'd leave groove at like 12, and my friends would be like, ah, so yeah, Bora, and I'd be like, hey, guys, I gotta be with my man, But the transition from being that to being a mother, I won't lie, it gets hectic.
Yeah.
It gets hectic, guys. My mom, yo, guys, my mom helped me. The first month was tough because my mom was still working at that time. So I gave birth at end of no the last day of November. So she was going to retire on the 31st of December. So the first month for me was really tough. And we couldn't get anyone, like my aunts, to come to my house and chill with me and whatnot. But it gets easier. It gets easier as the child grows, it gets easier. But now that child tells me no. Everything, no,
Yeah.
get out.
You sure she doesn't get that from you?
She has my personality. She is feisty. My mom did a good job because, wow, could you ever put up with the feisty child? Yo, my child is feisty, guys.
Hey, looking at the fact that you're going through motherhood right now and it's really an enjoyable process. You've grown as a mother. Once this period is over, because obviously children are going to grow up eventually and she's not going to be depending on you as much as she depends on you right now, could we see, Mini Mhlongo return, to media, radio, and everything that you did, in the past?
I don't think it's over. I'm at a point in life where I just want to speak the truth and speak it freely. But now with the media and the people that consume the podcast that we do, and they're just not ready for the truth. When you speak the truth, you are a person who's jealous. You are a person that's just negative. There's nothing good that is said about you. I want to do it when people actually respect other people's opinions and people are educated in terms of don't, because now when we get into debates or arguments or whatever, a person will now go for you as the person instead of coming for the topic, and they're really not ready for reality and they don't want to hear the truth. So for now, I'm good where I am. I want to do like podcasts and do nice things and go back to media, but the thing is, it's just not nice anymore. People are very, they will fight you over the phone and bully you over the phone, because I get really angry, guys. Like, my heart starts beating so fast, and I'm like home, but now I must start and I can't talk. So for me, it's frustrating. I don't like that. I don't like feeling like that. So I don't
Yeah.
want to enter that space for my own sanity.
Well, that's actually hectic that is coming from you as well, because obviously you're one of the people that I admire when it comes to, such things, and I'm a huge admirer of the work that you do, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks so. So would you say, what about those people that actually enjoy your craft? Would you say it's more like it's not on them, but more like a you thing? What's the situation there?
It's more for me because I know how angry I get when someone says like something that really annoys me. I don't want to be that person who's fighting people now and trying to prove a point. I just need to start working on myself first. And then when I've done that, I can, be like, okay, now I'm ready for people. If they come throw stones at me, I'm able to like defend myself in terms of just being quiet. Sometimes silence is bliss.
It's actually funny that you mentioned silence is bliss, because it reminds me of a tweet by your significant other on Twitter where he said something along the lines of, "I don't understand why people find silence awkward, because sometimes you just need to be quiet." And it really seems like it's a match made in heaven.
No, we are a match made in heaven, shame. I won't even lie. But it's funny that he tweets that because I talk. What if I talk?
So that was just a major sub directed at you.
He's probably subtweeting me, guys. Like,
Jeez.
men don't like us that much. I'm just
Wait.
joking.
I hope it's a joke. But just looking at Milani Meals again, what sort of ingredients are you using in there, and what would you say makes Milani Meals, unique and different from what everyone else is doing?
What makes it different is that I make it with my hands and I make it with fresh produce. If you had to ask me about Imilani meals from start to finish, there's nothing that I wouldn't be able to explain to you, from color to logo to slogan to everything. Like, I'll tell you why I chose those specific things. So it's not because I wanted to make money. And also just guys, I care about children, babies. I love babies. I love babies. I was telling my partner the other time that, you know what? I actually want to be the next Oprah Winfrey because I love babies so much, but I want to make it different because Oprah focuses more on girls, I want to focus on babies because I just believe babies are the future. So that's why I went into the baby industry and not anything else, especially food, because food goes in the stomach. A baby can't survive if they're hungry. That is why I started Imilani Meals. I put a lot of thought in Imilani Meals, guys. That's why I would want people to invest in it. I would appreciate people's support because it is something that I really thought of. I started Imilani Meals when Umilani was around like 7 months, like thinking about it. And then it took me like a year and a half to actually implement it because I did a whole lot of research. I went to dietitians, I went to food testing, I spoke to doctors, pediatricians, and like it took a lot of work and effort. And I did it because I wanted to, but also I did it because I wanted to do something for babies, And I'm really hoping Muti one day I'll be able to actually help the less fortunate, because I imagine my target market is the middle class and upper class, as I said. But in the near future, I really wanted to be a company that actually gives back to the community.
I really like what you're doing, Minnie, because it obviously seems to also be a healthier alternative to what, the mainstream sort of companies are offering. Ingredients now, obviously, what actually goes into it? Like, what would go into a batch of Milani meals in terms of now the recipe, or maybe not specifically a recipe, but the actual ingredients that go in there?
Carrots, butternuts, broccoli, apples. Like, it's simple things. It's simple things, but it's just so hard to make. Any mom will tell you that makes their own food for their babies. Ooh, it's a lot of work. So me having Imilani meals makes their life easier because, you get a mixture of those veggies in one bowl. At home, you're lazy as a mother. You want to make butternuts only, because it's a lot of work. So yeah, those are the ingredients. And like how I mix the ingredients, I mix it in a way of I want it to be easier for the child to eat. So it mustn't be too sweet or no taste, because some fruits like cauliflower don't have, I mean veggies like cauliflower don't have taste, you know. So I mix it in a way of the baby needs to actually enjoy this food. Yeah, but like when you guys are going to a restaurant, you know, you take Milani meals with you. I actually want it in restaurants. I'm planning on having it in restaurants. I will
Nice.
start talking to restaurants with kids areas like to play and stuff like Bonaterra. So Jay.
But how do you sweeten it? Like, how do you make sure that it tastes sweet? Because I obviously don't think you'd use sugar because that would be considered unhealthy. So what is it that you use to sweeten it?
Carrots are sweet. Apples are sweet, you know. So you mix with the like butternut is sweet, sweet potato is sweet. So that's the sweetness in the food. Yeah, there's no salt, no sugar. It's not processed. I use low temperatures to make the food, so we retain all the nutrients in the food. So yeah, it's really healthy, guys. My food is healthy.
So we know that you're targeting the upper class and the middle class. So let's look at prices. How much does it cost? Are there different ranges? Let us in on that.
So it ranges from 17 rand to 20, is it 22 rand currently, but the prices will change.
That doesn't sound expensive at all. Are you not maybe underselling yourself a bit?
I don't want to like make it too expensive because I was like starting it, but now because I have buyers and everything, so you know I'm allowed to actually increase the price, especially because of the inflation. So yeah, no, the prices will definitely go up. So it really, and it's because if it has meat, obviously it's going to be more expensive compared to the ones that don't have meat. And then you get something like sweet potato and lentils. That's also expensive because my lentils are expensive and they are protein. So that's why it's as expensive as the meat.
Yeah, you and your partner also have imvuna, right? So do you guys grow your own vegetables as well, or?
No, we didn't grow, we bought.
Oh, okay, I see.
But in the near future, guys, I'm going to be growing these veggies. That's the nice thing about this whole thing because we have something going on in the family. So in the near future, I'll be actually growing these veggies and making them from just family garden to actually making Milani meals. So yeah.
Yeah, and you're obviously doing a really good job getting, the business out there, considering that you have, clients and people that are already buying. So how do you go about your marketing? Tell me a bit more about that.
The nice thing is that I've done everything that I had to do for your marketing. I've done advertisements on social and it's reached the people. But now the thing is, people are very skeptical of buying online, especially a product that is for their babies and for consumption of their babies. I mean, that's scary. Even I wouldn't be like, okay, I just want to try this out for my baby because you never know if the baby's going to be sick. Trust me, guys, the baby's not going to be sick. The food is tested. We went to the laboratories and tested the food. So my marketing, I did it myself. And yeah.
Yeah, social media can be very difficult and very time consuming. Do you have someone who's assisting you with Milani meals, like at all now, looking at the business as a whole?
I have my man. He helps me a lot with everything. Like, he's my go-to guy. He's my psychologist. He's my assistant when it comes to graphics. He's my everything. Like, he's just my everything all in one.
Hey, shout out to the Mandem one time. Obviously, with the Crunch Talks, where would someone be able to get Milani meals right now?
It's online, www.milanimeals.store, on Instagram, Milani Meals DBN, and on Facebook, Milani Meals DBN.
Oh, great. And in terms of delivery, is it worldwide? Is it nationwide? What's the situation?
Not nationwide, it's German
Worldwide.
wide. It's German wide.
Okay.
It's Hikumini wide. It's Hikumini municipality wide. Yeah.
Okay, so since it's based in Durban for now, if I'm in Johannesburg listening to this, what do I need to do?
Yo, you need to wait for Milani Meals to grow and hope that other people will buy so we are able to grow. That's the only way it's gonna get to Johannesburg. But I really hope that soon I'll be able to provide to places like Johannesburg, Cape Town. I want it in stores. I really want it in stores. So you wanna try make that happen?
Can I eat Milani meals as a grown-ass man?
Oh yes, you can. Yes, you can. I always advise like parents, before giving your baby something, you need to taste it. So that's what most of my buyers do anyway. Like their first taste it,
taste.
and then give it to their babies.
Hey, that is very fantastic, Minia. I appreciate the time that we spent today, and I really hope that, you know, anyone that's tuning in really does, you know, go out and support. I don't want to keep you any longer because I know you're a mother and you're very busy. So just give us your personal handles one more time, as well as the Milani Meals handles.
So I am Minnie, MINNIE Mhlongo underscore, and then Milani Meals is Milani Meals DBN on Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, and also be sure to check them out, you know, on their websites at www.milanimeals.store. Now, Minnie, if someone knows you from your radio days and they want to maybe book you to be a part of some radio station of some sorts, is that still on the table?
I would love that. I still want to get on radio. I remember the last time we had the interview, I was like, I really would like to work at Metro FM. And I still want to do that. Like, I really wanted. The thing is, Nasipi, it's better on like radio than podcasts. Yo, guys, you get bashed. So, yeah, I would definitely, actually, I would love to be on radio. So, yeah.
Hey, I for one really wish you all the best when it comes to that there. I really hope someone out there, you know, would be able to open up doors. But I feel like you could walk into any radio station and kill it. So props to you. Are there any last words before we close out?
I really appreciate you calling me back for the interview. Like, dude, you've had our back for a very long time, and
Anytime,
I
bro.
super appreciate it.
Hey, Minnie, I appreciate you coming back to the show. And I also want to thank you, the listener, for clicking that link and tuning into this episode. Obviously, for all things Sludge Underground, we've got our website, www.sludgeunderground.com. And for everything else on our social media, it's at Sludge Underground on Instagram and Facebook. And obviously on Twitter, it's at Sludge031. As for myself, it's at Zwane031 on all social media platforms. And be sure to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and a rating on Spotify if you enjoy the episode. It's one of the many ways that you can help, you know, the podcast grow, considering that the wholesome content you're getting is absolutely free. We're going to be closing out with a track by Jazzy June, Minnie's significant other, called Pink Roses, part of the Pink Roses EP, one of the best EPs to come out of Durban in a while. Until next time, it's bye for now.
I see a stress about you. I made mistakes, but I'm hoping you can stay, cause I know that I'm a mess without you.
Ain't nothing that you can do.
You self-made, when it gets yourself paid, really different from the rest around you. I swear there is no other, always been in my corner. I took you to my mama, even though you didn't wanna. I must admit, I feel like it'll have you. Every time you let me hit it, feel like I just met you. I know you love it when I wrap my arms around your waist.
Ain't nothing better than putting a smile on your face.
I hope that I ain't never made you feel out of place. Again, I know I won't do anymore. I change my ways. I got responsibilities. I want to feed my fam. I can't be making no enemies. This is who I am. I can never pretend to be. Anything I'm not, that shit can fuck up my energies. Fuck up my energies. Pull up to the spot, then by damn, she go where I go. I swear you can't break the synergy. I really hope I love her. Last longer than memories.
If you're down, I got time. Sure, you can think of all the things you wanna try. If you're down, I got time. I don't wanna do this life in here without you, without you.
Girl, I'm high, but now I can't believe what I've become. I thought I knew it all. Fingers in the wood, mumba. I know I made some promises, empty just like a drum. But since I told him once, I'm getting it for what's on. Yeah. See, you could never be replaced. We on the same page. That means we never gonna part ways. You help me make it out. You my light through the dark days. I moved through all my problems. Not to think I don't get faced. Yeah. I never thought that I'm in the right place. Taught me how to take care of myself, taking first aid. Cause never really wanna celebrate on my birthday. I've been through the worst, I swear I know how the dirt tastes. Yeah. I swear I know how the dirt tastes. Yeah. Broke open so many closed gates. I just take my time, I know life ain't no race. But I know you the one, I just need you in my space. So
if you're down, I got time. Sure you can think of all the things you want. Try if you're down, I got time.
I don't wanna do this life without you, without you.